those in the live auction portion. We still have tickets for people to come in and enjoy the dueling pianos. It was a blast last year. We're in looking forward to another fantastic event. And you can buy those tickets online at EmporiaMainStreet.com. Also on February 13th, we'll have the online portal for the auction that opens up. So we'll have things like two veterans banners, or the we have two unbound gravel registrations for those people that didn't make it through the lottery that'll be open there. So you can go to EmporiaMainStreet.com and bid on those items in advance. We also have a ton of other events coming up. Show of Hands will be on March 9th. So we always hear businesses contacting us saying, are there any cash grants for starting up a business? And generally the answer is no. So we created the Show of Hands event with a lot of our different sponsors and folks that are advocates for Main Street. It's a pitch event. You enter through a portal at EmporiaMainStreet.com by February 24th, and then on March 9th, we'll have those pitches at the Granada Theater. Go to EmporiaMainStreet.com for more information, or you can come in the office and we can talk you through that. Then on April 15th, we'll have The Taste, which is one of our favorite events, from 6:30 to 9:30 at the Civic Auditorium. Kansas Wineries, Breweries, and Distilleries. We'll have all sorts of food vendors. It'll be just an awesome event, and tickets are already going pretty quickly, so you can get online and grab those. And for the first time ever, we'll announce this on KVUE, we have a new type of training program. Start Your Own Business class has been fantastic, and we've done that for what we call lifestyle entrepreneurship businesses, but we have a new business training mechanism that we've developed with the folks from the Center on Rural Innovation, which are tech experts in rural areas. It's called eTech Startups. And starting April 3rd, we will have classes for folks that are looking for tech and or product-based entrepreneurship opportunities. So ideas of how to build those scalable businesses. And we'll have a special series of classes that's never been done anywhere in the United States before. We're the test case to get this rolling. And you can go to EmporiaMainStreet.com right now to look up that eTech Startups information. And we'll start taking registrations now.
Participation limited? Can you take so many people, Casey?
Yeah, we'll cap that a class, kind of like SYOB, at about 15. So it's first come, first serve. And we've got some heavy hitters that are coming in to help that have done tech accelerators on the West Coast and throughout rural America. So it's an awesome opportunity for people that want to create unique businesses, and we're really excited about it. And I've been studying for months to prepare, so we're excited to see this opportunity come to Emporia.
That's big time stuff right there. Yeah, that's basically a good opportunity for folks to venture into what is what's needed.
I mean, exactly. Exactly.
The need is there. So yeah, good stuff. What else, Casey?
Well, we have tons of events for vendors that we're signing people up for right now. You can go to EmporiaMainStreet.com for all those vendor listings. If you're an Emporia High School grad, we've got all sorts of great planning opportunities for Appella, which is an all high school class reunion that's being planned in conjunction with several different class reunions that will occur at the same time. So you can go online at EmporiaMainStreet.com and check that out. St. Patrick's Day festivities are coming up, and it sounds like there's going to be a pub crawl, and the St. Patrick's Day organization does a great job with their parade and other things, so plan on attending that mid-March. And I have a question for you guys.
Please, go ahead.
How about those Chiefs?
How about those
Chiefs? How about them Chiefs?
Yeah.
Super Bowl parties, or Super Game, whatever you can say, parties are going to be a thing, and we encourage you to shop local and buy your apparel local and have those parties with lots of different event venues that are preparing to host watch parties. So make sure that you're celebrating those local teams with all of those local businesses.
Casey, great stuff. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Casey.
Thank you, guys.
Have a good day. Casey Woods, Executive Director, Emporia Main Street. Always something happening in Emporia Main Street.
Absolutely.
Not just
great
something,
stuff
but some things.
Yeah, they overlap pretty well.
They really do. 6:54. It is 13 degrees, a wind chill of 4. Good morning.
Mickey and Minnie, Romeo and Juliet, Batman and Robin. Classic pairs, right?